Chaitanya Jaina Jananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning we'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 3, The External Reasons for the Appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this evening we will read from the following chapter, Chapter 4. Continuing the same theme, but then also discussing a little Lord Chaitanya's internal reasons, personal reasons for appearing. So let's read a few verses from this chapter, from the beginning of this chapter, beginning with the first verse. These verses are just setting the scene, explaining something of the background on a sort of cosmic scale, the background to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which happened 529 years ago today. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Yat Padashraya Viryata Sangrinat Yakara Vratad Agya Siddhanta San Manin. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the mines of the revealed scriptures. That is our hope, of course. That is the possibility for us making some progress. That particularly in Kali Yuga, any time really in this material world, but particularly in Kali Yuga, everyone is in a terrible condition. Everyone is a great fool. And everyone is actually a very great fool. It is just quite amazing. But, on the other hand, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated here, the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, is so great, even a complete idiot who is just hopeless, completely hopeless, even such a person, because the potency of the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet is so great, then even such a person can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the mines of the revealed scriptures, which would otherwise be completely impossible. There would be no not even a slight hope of a possibility in millions of years. So then Krishna Das Kaviraj goes on to quote the third verse of the first chapter, the third verse of the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is one of a group of verses right there at the beginning of the book, which are establishing in principle the nature and position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very beautiful verse. Anarputa charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalo samar paitum unatoj valarasam swa bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita Sudahridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sanchinandana. It's a very nice verse. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So the Lord Chaitanya, he is the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. So internally, he is Lord Krishna. Internally, he is Lord Krishna. But so internally, he is blackish in color. But externally, he's Srimati Radharani. So externally, he's manifesting the mood, the personality, the nature of Srimati Radharani, naturally. And part of that is, externally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting the color of Srimati Radharani. And that color is the color of molten gold. Actually, it is more than the color of molten gold. But for us who only have experience of the different phenomena of this material world, then that color, if we are to somehow try to conceive of, imagine somehow or other within our minds, just get some sort of picture of what Lord Chaitanya may have looked like and the color he may have been, then the only example which really can be of any use is the color of molten gold. I don't know if any of you have seen molten gold. In South Africa, where we are based, they mine a lot of gold. Really, a lot of gold. 60% of the world's gold. And sometimes they have these industrial shows in which the gold companies come and do demonstrations, and they melt gold and then pour it out into the mold forms. elements which you know make it into blocks in gods. And while it is there, they say anyone who can pick up the block of gold, if you can pick it up, you can have it. But it is molten. I don't know what temperature it is, but it's hundreds of degrees centigrade. But in this regard, the very interesting thing is the color of that molten gold. It's amazing, actually. It's really amazing. It is such a rich and, you could say, self-effulgent color. It has some shakti of its own, where it's just brilliantly, effulgently golden. Different from your typical gold jewelry, etc., which people wear, your golden watch or whatever, your jewelry from your wedding, all that type of thing. It's really something completely different. That molten gold, it's like you can put it in a dark room, it'll just light up the whole room. It's so powerfully effulgent. So Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are both of this pure, powerful golden color, which is actually far more amazing and outstanding than the color of molten gold, which is already something quite unique. But just to give us some idea, Lord Chaitanya and Srimati Radharani are described as being the color of molten gold. So, here now, at the beginning of this third chapter of the Adi Leela, let us hope he uses up. Anyway, okay. So, year's supply of firecrackers. Now, at the beginning of this third chapter of the Adi Leela, there's very clear, very explicit, and very interesting analysis of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in terms of when he appears and also why he appears. So let us just read on. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Vrajendra Kumara Goloke Vrajira Saha Nitya Vihara. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja, is the Supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vraja Dham. Brahmara Eka Dine, Tino Eka Bhara, Avatirna Hana Karena, Prakata Vihara. Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. This is now Krishna, Lord Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. In every yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali yugas, in every yuga the Lord appears. And Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Ahar Yad Brahmano Vidu. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna makes the point that in the day of Brahma, in any day of Brahma, Sahasra Yuga Paryanta, there are 1,000 yugas, which in this context means 1,000 cycles of the 4 yugas. One cycle of the 4 yugas can also be referred to as a yuga or sometimes a mahayuga. So once in 1,000 cycles of the 4 yugas, Lord Krishna appears. Satya Treta Dwapara Kalichari Yugajani Seichari Yuge Divya Eka Yuga Mani. We know that there are 4 agents or yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. These 4 together constitute 1 Divya Yuga. Ekatara Chaturyuge Eka Manvantara Choda Manvantara Brahmara Divasvitara. 71 Divya Yugas constitute 1 Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in 1 day of Brahma. We hope we are not losing anyone in technicalities here. But it's not just technicality as such. It's very interesting information that in a manvantara, manvantara means the lifetime of a manu, there are 71 divya yugas or 71 cycles of the 4 yugas. And of course, in a day of Brahma, there's 1,000. So if you divide 1,000 by 71, what do you get? Well, you get roughly 14. There are 14 manus in a day of Brahma. And each manu lives for 71 cycles of the 4 yugas. Vaivasvata nama e saptama manvantara sata isha chaturi yuga tahara antara. The present manu, who is the 7th, is called Vaivasvata, the son of Vivasva. 27 Divya Yugas, 27 times 4,320,000 solar years of his age have now passed. So there are 14 manus in a day of Brahma. We are currently in the lifetime of the 7th. What does that mean? Prabhupada said once, it is approximately Lord Brahma's lunchtime now. Yeah. Time for lunch break for Lord Brahma. We wonder what he has for lunch. Anyway, we are right in the middle of Lord Brahma's day. Right in the middle. And in terms of the lifetime of the Manu himself, 27 cycles of the 4 ages have already passed. Out of how many does he live for? 71. So, Ashtavimsha Chaturyuge Dwaparera Sheshe Vrajyara Sahite Haya Krishnera Prakashe. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Vraja Dham. Okay, so in the 28th cycle of the four yugas, in the lifetime of the 7th of the 14 Manus, in a day of Brahma, Lord Krishna appears at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. Of course, it's interesting to note that there are Yuga avatars, and in every cycle of the four Yugas, every Satya Yuga, there's 1,000 of them in a day of Brahma, every Satya Yuga, there is a white Yuga avatar. Who can tell us the name of this white Yuga avatar from Satya Yuga? All you scholars and bhakti shastris and intelligent devotees, it is Lord Kapila. Lord Kapila from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the Yuga avatar for Satya Yuga. And then in Treta Yuga there's a red avatar. And we don't have much information about him except that his name is Lord Yajna. And he is the Lord of Sacrifice. Means fire sacrifice. Then, in every Dwapara Yuga, and again there's 1,000 Dwapara Yugas in a day of Brahma, in every Dwapara Yuga towards the end, there is a blackish avatar. Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Shishi Gaunatai Shri Giri Govardhan Ki. In this particular Dwapara Yuga just passed, as we just read, in the lifetime of the 7th of the 14 Manus, in at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, in the 28th cycle of the four Yugas, in the lifetime of that 7th Manu, Krishna himself, Edijansa Kalabhumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam Indra Rivyakalam Lokam Ridhyanti Yuga Yuga. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the very source of all avatars and all expansions and all forms of himself and everything else, but who has no source himself. Lord Sri Krishna, he appears in person as he is. In the other Dwapara Yugas, there is also a blackish avatar who is not the original Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, but is a Vishnu form. And Kavi Kanapur, in his Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, he says that blackish form of the Lord, who appears routinely every Dwapara Yuga, he is known as Lord Shyam, which is also, of course, the name of Krishna, but he's specifically known as Lord Shyam, and he is not the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He is an expansion from Vishnu, and he teaches devotional service to Vishnu, not exactly devotional service to Krishna, and not exactly that we should go back to Goloka Vrindavan, but more that we should go back to Vaikuntha, like this. So, let's see. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Shringara Chari Rasa Charivavira Bhakti Yata Krishna Taravasha. Servitude, dasya, friendship, sakya, parental affection, vatsalya, and conjugal love, shringara, are the four transcendental mellows or rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Dashashaka, Pita Mata, Kanta Ganalana, Vraje Krida Kare Krishna, Prema Vishdahana, absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Vraja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Well, I remember when I first read Chaitanya Charitamrita, back in maybe 1974, 1975, and I read these verses, that Lord Krishna relishes four rasas. And I thought, gosh, what is this? I thought there were five rasas. But particularly in Vraja, the neutral Shanta rasa is not prominent. It's not prominent. Even beings who are in such forms that you would generally consider them to be in Shantarasa, but they're tinged with, and even very, very strongly tinged with, the four higher rasas, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, or madhurya. And in that sense, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is really, you could say, at least focusing on these four rasas. And it's interesting, in the purport of this verse we just read, Srila Prabhupada talks about the five rasas. So, in other words, it's okay, we don't need to worry that there's some sort of conflict of concepts. But, for example, typical, a cow in Goloka Vrindavan, a cow typically is a living being who will be in Shanta rasa. And like in Vaikuntha, of course, they have cows. Not only Goloka Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha they have cows. And there, they really are in Shanta rasa. Just a very neutral relationship of appreciation for the Lord, awe and reverence for the Lord. But in Goloka Vrindavan, the cows are very much in motherly moods. They're very much. And the cows, whenever they give their milk, the cows are always thinking, we want Krishna to get our milk. So it's a very sort of prominent motherly mood, vatsalya rasa, parental type mood, although in another sense, arguably, one can say they're in a shanta rasa position. Yeah. Yateshta vihari Krishna kare antardana, antardana kare mane kare anumana. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. This is now Lord Krishna thinking. Chirakala nahi kari, prema bhakti dana, bhakti vina jagatira, nahi avastana. For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Sakala jagate mora kare vidi bhakti vidi bhaktye vrajabhava paite nahi shakti. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Aishvarya Gyane Te Sabha Jagata Mishrita Aishvarya Shitila Prema Nahi Mora Prita. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and reverence, awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Just as an example, in Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, when Lord Brahma stole the cow and boys and calves, or tried to, and was then corrected by Krishna and understood what a terrible mistake he'd made, then he offered prayers to Lord Krishna, very much in this mood of awe and veneration and respect, formality, fear, real fear that I have offended you. What is going to happen to me? Am I just going to be crushed and destroyed and just lose everything in some horrible way? So he offered very formal prayers, which are, they're actually, in that context, they're very nice prayers. I mean, they're very sort of suitable for a devotee who's in extreme humility and who may have offended the Lord and who's begging for forgiveness and pardon and feeling very bad for having been such a nonsense, which just incidentally, unless it had not occurred to you, is more or less our position. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur makes a little comment there at the beginning of that chapter. He says, I will cross the ocean of material existence on the boat of the prayers of Lord Brahma. So they're very suitable prayers in that sense. But when Lord Brahma finished his prayers and asked Krishna if he could go now, Krishna did not say that, oh, Brahma, you offered such nice prayers. Thank you so much. I appreciated them. Thank you. Well done. Krishna did not say anything. Krishna just gestured with his head. Lord Rama said, can I go now, please? Krishna just went. Which at least in Western culture sometimes can be expressed in the little saying, hit the road, Jack. Which basically means, just get out. Just go. Yes. So therefore the Lord says, devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. He may accept it if it's offered with sufficient degree of sincerity, but it doesn't really attract him So he feels, they're offering such prayers to me. I must go there because I want to hear the prayers because they're going to be so beautiful. He may go, all right, they're offering prayers, that's fine. Yeah. Aishvarya Gyane Vidi Bhajana Kariya Vaikuntake Yaya Chatur Vida Mukti Pana. By performing such regulated devotional service and awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. Yes. Yuga Dharma Pravartaimu Nama Sankirtana Charivava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvana. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Apani Karimu Bhakta Bhava Angikare Apani Achari Bhakti Shikaimu Sabare. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Apane na kaile dharma shikana nayaya eta siddhanta gita bhagavate gaya. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Yes. Yuga Dharma Pravartana Haya Anshahaite Amavina Anye Nare Vraja Prema Dite. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraja. Tatate apanabhakta ganakari sange prithiviti avatari karimu namarange. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Etabhavi kalikale pratama sandhyaya avatirna hayala krishna apani nadiyaya. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna himself descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Chaitanya Singhira Navadvipe Avatara Singha Griva Singha Virya Singhira Hankara. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. Say Singha Vasukti Vera Hridaya Kandare Kaunasha Dvirada Nashe Yanhara Hankare. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. So, there we have something at least of the background of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. That, well, he is again Krishna himself. He is Krishna who was here 5,000 years ago and then went back to Goloka, and as we read, he was then thinking that for so long all I gave people was the opportunity to go to Vaikuntha and develop Vaikuntha Prema. For so long I have not given the people the opportunity to develop Vraja Prema. Yes. And the Lord is thinking, so now the time has come, the time is coming. Pratama Sandhyaya, he says, in the first Sandhi, the first period in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the Yugas are divided into different sort of groups, periods, times. So in the very first period of time in Kali Yuga, Krishna thought, I will appear, and I will give people the opportunity to achieve Vraja Prema through Nam Sankirtan, through the Sankirtan movement. And coincidentally, you could say, at that time, the beginning of Kali Yuga, it was the time for the Kali Yuga avatar to come and establish the Yuga Dharma, which just happens to be Nam Sankirtan. Although generally, it's not the chanting of Hare Krishna. Generally, it's the chanting of the names of Vishnu, given by an avatar of Vishnu, so you can achieve the abode of Vishnu, Vaikuntha. So this is very special, that normally the Dwapara Yuga avatar is a blackish Vishnu form. Normally the Kali Yuga avatar is a golden Vishnu form. But now in both cases, Krishna himself appeared at the end of the Dwapara Yuga and the beginning of the Kali Yuga. And when he appeared in the beginning of the Kali Yuga, it was not just Krishna himself, it was Radha and Krishna. Therefore that external, amazing golden color, not just yellow, as described by Garga Muni and the name-giving ceremony of Krishna in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Not just the yellow, pita is the Sanskrit term, means yellow. Not just a yellow avatar, but Gauranga, the Lord appearing as Gaurachandra, Gauranga, that amazing golden form, giving that amazing gift of Vraja Prema, access to Goloka Vrindavan, and pure love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, which otherwise is not available. This is very amazing. Very amazing. So Lord Chaitanya is very special, and what he's giving is very special. That Krishna Prema is much higher than Vishnu Prema. Vishnu Prema compared to material world Prema, my wife Prema, my husband Prema, etc., etc. That Krishna Prema is very different from Vishnu Prema. Towards the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the main personality, Gopakumar, he explains, after he has become perfect, gone back to Goloka Vrindavan, and now he's situated in his eternal relationship with Lord Krishna as a cowherd boy named Sarup, He says that now I go up and down between Goloka and the material world. He's a preacher trying to help the Lord retrieve conditioned souls. He says, now I go up and down. And as I go up and down, I pass by the different planets. And he says, as I pass by Vaikuntha, I see the people there, the devotees there. They're the devotees in Vishnu Prema. And he says that when I see those people, those devotees, and I compare them to the devotees in Goloka, they appear to be in great misery. And we should know that compared to us, in, you know, whatever type of happiness we may feel we have or people have in this material world, those residents of Vaikuntha, well, Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the happiness of impersonal Brahman compared to the happiness of material sense gratification is like, well, the happiness of Brahman is like a vast ocean, whereas the happiness of material existence is like the amount of water in the hoofprint of a calf. Then he says, the happiness of impersonal liberation compared to the happiness of Krishna Prema, he uses exactly the same example. The happiness of impersonal liberation is like the amount of water in the hoofprint of a calf, and the happiness of Krishna Prema is like an unlimited ocean. So the happiness in Vaikuntha is somewhere in between, but it's much less. It's not just a little less than the happiness in Goloka. 10%, 20%, 50%, double, or something like that. No. It's completely in another dimension. Completely in another dimension. So Krishna, having been here 5,000 years ago and then returned to Goloka, he was thinking like that. I must give these people, these poor people, the opportunity to get that real Vraja Bhava, the real Vraja Prema. So therefore I will appear as the Yuga Avatar, and I will establish the Nam Sankirtan of the chanting of my name, the name Krishna. So devotees, Hare Krishna. That's a little background to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will continue with a little more this evening. Is that okay? Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Gopanima Mahotsava ki. Gopremanande.